Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today, I'd like to go over some of the headlines in the news that help us think through the biblical worldview, the Christian worldview that we've been reporting here on Bob and Yurt Live for over a quarter of a century. We have, of course, North Korea, where I think peace with North Korea is not the desired outcome. The desired outcome is actually the liberation of the 25 million Koreans who live there. That is far more significant, far more important than peace. Also in Venezuela, it was a couple years ago that we called for a humanitarian military invasion of Venezuela. The news out of Venezuela continues to sound like the preview for a horror movie. That's what it sounds like. Dominic, you heard Dominic on this program on Monday. We've homeschooled our three youngest kids. The older kids, part of their schooling, our three youngest from beginning to graduation. So Dominic, our three youngest sons have been part of co-ops. Dom is the last one to graduate. So it's exciting that he's now a senior. Well, last year, his teacher asked for one of their classes in this co-op where once a week homeschool kids go, and it's run by other homeschool parents. It's just awesome. And then they help you graduate your kids. So the students were asked by the teacher, come up with a recommendation for what should be done for Venezuela, what should be done because of the crisis there, the socialism crisis. And so Dominic and his couple students, they were as a group, and they came up with, we need to invade Venezuela. That's what we need to do, invade. And the teacher said, no, you have to come up with something else. It's like, well, you asked us to come up with what we think needs to be done, and that's what needs to be done. There is no alternative that would solve this growing humanitarian crisis. So now here we are, a year after that, 2 years after we called for a humanitarian military invasion of Venezuela, a military intervention to save a million people, men, women, and children, from starving to death. And when I said that on this program, I said, mark this date on September 14th, 2016, Bob and Yurt Live is calling for a military humanitarian invasion of Venezuela. So we want to talk about that and some of the horror that is playing out in that country. Now, the leftists, the liberals, they say, well, it's not because of their socialism. It's because the price of oil dropped so low. Well, there are oil-dependent economies around the world, but there's only one Venezuela. Now, South Africa, they want to be a Venezuela, but they're not there yet, but they're headed there with their determination to steal farmland from the Afrikaners, the white Dutch South Africans. Also in the news, so many horrors out of Pennsylvania of the Roman Catholic priest in the state of Pennsylvania, 300 of them, 300 predator priests have been named in this grand jury sex abuse report. And we've talked about the horror of this, and in fact, the current Pope, Pope Francis, he's so fond of homosexuals. It's when homosexuals were openly admitted into the Roman Catholic seminaries to be trained to become priests, that was directly the seeds of this sexual abuse crisis epidemic that has been unleashed not only than here in America, but around the world. The church officials also, obviously, throughout the U.S., here in Denver, we have our own horror ongoing. A reporter for the New York Times just did a big story about the sexual abuse scandals that go right up to Pope Francis because of his defending the indefensible, those bishops, archbishops, cardinals, whoever, who were basically covering up for the crimes of others. And when you have someone who's covering up for another man who's raping children, there are no justifications for that. And it obviously has made a lot of people wonder, how far does this behavior really extend beyond that which has been exposed? How far does it really extend? And we know our page on Pope Francis, it's easy to find, kgov.com/pope. We've got our Pope list there, and it is absolutely horrifying. And he did not become Pope in spite of his fondness for homosexuals. He became the Pope because of his fondness for homosexuals. And if you recall, just a few weeks ago, I mean, he's got a scandal a month. The way the Obama administration, the way the Clintons have a scandal a month, Pope Francis has a scandal a month. And just last month, was it? He claimed that the death penalty is inadmissible. And by doing that, he rebuked Jesus Christ, because in the New Testament, Jesus Christ affirmed the death penalty. Jesus, from his own lips, he said, "Let him be put to death," in his teaching about God and the principles of governance and God's law. One of the scandals that has come to light out of Pennsylvania is that church officials helped an accused priest who then was leaving the priesthood. He wanted to get a job at Disney World, and so they actually helped him get a job, even though they had a specific accusation against him. And oftentimes where there's one, there are many. And then shortly thereafter, there were other accusations, but they actually helped this priest who they realized, in fact, it's in their own documentation, their own personnel records about this priest, that he had mental problems. He was getting treatment for mental health. And the one, was it the bishop, the Monsignor, whoever, said that his mental health included sexual problems. And then they recommend him for a job at Disney World, where he has, what, tens of thousands of children coming to his place of employment every single day. And you don't need the Catholic Church to recommend a child molester for employment at Disney. All you need is Disney. Because if you recall, here at Bob and Yurt Live, over the years, we have laid out the case of all the leftists, the liberals, Disney, everyone who's gone out of their way on the left to somehow to defend child rapists, to defend pedophiles. It's just been absolutely horrific. And the Walt Disney, the specific Walt Disney case, has to do with Victor Salva, the homosexual child molester who was convicted of molesting a 13-year-old child, repeatedly videotaping it, and he's convicted, and his victim is asking Hollywood, asking Disney, don't pretend like this man is not a sexual predator. Don't make him a hero. Don't give him a platform whereby he could influence, what, millions of other people? So Disney, they don't care. They hired him to direct their movie Powder, which is, it could be, it's not, but it essentially, it's an autobiographical film about Victor Salva, this homosexual child rapist. And it argues, the film argues, it's called Powder, and the main character is real white, like albino, but powder, like white powder. And the film argues that people like him are hated just because they're different. And it's really a film about Victor Salva's own life, that just because he sexually abuses children doesn't mean that people should disapprove of him. So in his movie, the main character gets beat up just after a scene at a boy's locker room shower. So how's that? And so he still has Disney on his resume. And his latest film was released just this past year, 2017. And in order to get it released, you know, they finish a film and then they screen it for critics. So they're screening his latest film. And there was a scene that so utterly disgusted even Hollywood film reviewers. And you know, that's got to be bad to disgust them, because Hollywood is inherently disgusting. But it even disgusted them, so they actually removed the scene. And that scene, by the way, it was about an adult who wanted to have sex with a 13-year-old child, and another character says, well, can you blame him? In a positive way. So then this year, you'll recall what happened this year in 2018. You know, Disney, they were basically mainstreaming child molesters when they hired a convicted child molester to direct a film for them. So that's mainstreaming child molesters, homosexual child molesters, which is the preferred type of child molester for a leftist. And overwhelmingly, the priest molestation epidemic is homosexual male-on-male, homosexual men, Roman Catholic priest, raping boys. So 2018, they have a superstar director, James Gunn. He's their billion-dollar Guardians of the Galaxy's director. He had previously publicly shared jokes about sex with children. You know, the kinds of things that Victor Salva actually videotaped himself doing, James Gunn was joking about publicly. And so Disney fired James Gunn. Not that they wanted to, but this is the age of Me Too, in which, thankfully, there is zero tolerance for people who sexually abuse other people. And in the workforce, for people who sexually harass other people. And women, and especially children, of course. So by the way, the left, their history of celebrating pedophiles, you know, ABC News reports on Roman Polanski's confession, the child porn, the rape, and he's another Hollywood director. And yet, the whole ABC culture, Hollywood, they love Roman Polanski. The Academy Awards, they celebrate this pedophile director, the British Academy of Film and Television Arts. They celebrate that pedophile. There's a pedophile billionaire, Jeffrey Epstein, who is a close friend of Bill Clinton's. Bill Clinton has flown with Jeffrey Epstein 26 times on his pedophile plane, his private pedophile plane, and to his pedophile island that he owns. We've documented Out Magazine, one of the homosexual community's largest publications, and another magazine of theirs, The Advocate, where they will make light of or defend or put in a very positive way adults having sex with children. And we document that. You could go to kgov.com/pedophiles or go to kgov.com/homosexuals, either way. You know, New York City and San Francisco pride parades for years had NAMBLA march under their banner, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. You've got the New York Native newspaper affirming a pedophile. Remember the pedophile promoter, Allen Ginsberg? Remember him? The city of Boulder annually would present the Key to the City Award in Allen Ginsberg's name. You got the Coalition for Lesbian and Gay Rights. We provide links. So Allison Press, a leading homosexual publisher, puts out a book, Pedophilia, The Radical Case, Sex by Eight or It's Too Late. You've got the University of Massachusetts, a movement on campus to include pedophiles as those whom you cannot discriminate against. And it goes on and on. I mean, even Alec Baldwin intensely sexualized a 16-year-old. Intensely. And then later lies about it. Oh, I didn't know she was 16 years old. Hugh Hefner, who intentionally published nude photographs of young girls. The ACLU defending NAMBLA in a Time magazine article titled "For the Love of Boys." That's the ACLU. Years ago, I was on TV in Denver, public television, against the Colorado director of the ACLU. His name is Jim Joy. And I confronted him with the ACLU's position that they support the distribution of child pornography. Do you know every time a piece of child pornography is distributed, that is re-victimizing that specific child, and it's creating tremendous risk for other children? And yet the ACLU, and their defense was, oh, we don't support the production of child pornography. I said, I didn't talk about the production. You guys are all about free speech. I'm talking about the distribution. And he admitted, he did admit on the show, yes, they support the distribution of child pornography. That's because they're sick freaks at the ACLU. ACLU, Antichrist Legions of the Underworld. Oh, and also, all criminals love us, ACLU. Over in France, the justice minister in France, Nicole Belloubet, says that, well, he thinks that adults should be able to have sex with kids as young as 13. You know, it's peculiar, but when the left tries to further and further reduce the age at which they can have sex with children and not get in trouble, they have a tendency to want to reduce it even further for male on male. And then Whoopi Goldberg, remember that? We have her on our YouTube channel. It's easy to find. Just go to our website, kgov.com. And right at the top, you click on YouTube, and you're at our YouTube channel. And on YouTube, you can have different playlists. And so that's exactly what we do. At the top of our channel, we have a Real Science Radio playlist, BEL Televised Classics. We have a playlist for the Global Flood. Then theology, sermons, and Bible studies. And then we've got a Personhood of the Unborn Child. And then, interestingly, a playlist for morality, ethics, and crime. So you go down to the bottom of our YouTube channel. You find the playlist for morality, ethics, and crime. And there we have Whoopi Goldberg. So we uploaded this clip. It has 57,000 views and a lot of comments. And by the way, if you get frustrated with how interactions go on Facebook or other web forums, and they don't seem to be constructive, but yet you do appreciate interacting with other people about issues, but it's just like, it's like a madhouse often. If you go to our YouTube channel, the comments there are moderated. So it's not a free-for-all. It's not ugly. It's not filthy. It's not angry. And it's rather effective. So, in fact, the comments beneath our YouTube video on the JonBenet Ramsey murder case, there are a couple guys who are known around the web as being among the nation's leading experts on really having the details of the Ramsey case. You might think it's easy, but it's such an expansive issue, and it's hard to get all the information, factual information, in one place. Well, these guys have come on our channel, and they're interacting with people who think the parents were guilty. They didn't know anything about the crime. They're not covering it up. And they are so effectively shutting down claims that it was an intruder and so on. And so it was really encouraging that one of them said, "Bob, fabulous video. We could not have done a better job ourselves." So, wow, that was real encouraging. But anyway, at our YouTube channel, in the playlist for morality, ethics, and crime, we've got Whoopi Goldberg, 57,000 views on our channel, saying that Roman Polanski didn't actually rape this girl. He drugged her. He raped her. And Whoopi Goldberg has the nerve to, in any conceivable way, defend him and say, well, it wasn't really rape. Oh, it wasn't, Whoopi? In fact, why don't we, could you grab that? Yeah, it's right on our YouTube channel. Yeah, what a great board up. Okay, so let's hear this from Whoopi herself.
Was not charged. I know it wasn't rape.
Yeah, there is a statutory
rape.
Child molest, maybe? I'm not sure.
It was something else, but I don't believe it was rape. And when we get all the information, somebody will tell me in my ear. All I'm trying to get you to understand is when we're talking about what someone did and what they were charged with, we have to say what it actually was,
okay,
not
so
what we think it was.
What he said he did. He gave her Quaaludes. He gave her champagne. Mm-hmm. She was drugged. She was 13 years old.
He asked her,
here's a transcript. But that's what I'm saying. You're 13 years old. She was still a child.
Initially, he was charged with rape. Go ahead. And then he pled guilty to having sex with a minor. Okay? And he went to jail. And when they let him out.
45 days.
And when they let him out, he said, you know what? This guy's going to give me 100 years in jail. I'm not staying. And that's why he left. So that's why I wanted to be really clear, because I wanted to know exactly what we were talking about.
And I'm going, does that make it okay to, you know, instead of staying and fighting, to say, you know, he's going to give me 100 years. I'm out of here.
I don't know if it's okay. But what we were talking about was what he did. And that's what I wanted to clear up. That's all I wanted to clear up, because I don't like it when we're passionate about something and we don't have all the facts.
Okay, so he was charged with statutory rape. So should he be prosecuted now? I believe yes, because the crime has not changed. I know she wants to move on, but so what does it say about crimes that are still being committed against children?
Well, she forgives him, but forgiveness is not permission, and forgiveness doesn't mean he didn't break the law. So I agree with you, Sherry.
And if, this is a point somebody brought up backstage, if he was not famous, would we be protecting him as much as we are? Because his friend Otto Weisinger said, you know, millions and millions of people love his work. He's a brilliant guy, and he made a little mistake 32 years ago. What a shame for Switzerland, said Otto Weiser, Polanski's friend.
Well, you know, I have to tell you again, you know, we're a different kind of society. We see things differently. The world sees 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds in the rest of Europe. They're seen oftentimes.
Well, I wonder what Otto would say if that was his 13-year-old daughter.
Well, Sherry, I don't know, but I do know that not everybody agrees with the way that we see things. Now, would I want my 14-year-old having sex with somebody? No. Not necessarily, no.
No.
She's a freak. The woman is a freak. The facts of the case were known and settled years earlier. And Whoopi pretends, well, I don't know the details, but he drugged her and had sex with her, a 13-year-old child. And now it's all these years later, and even she has said, I can't take it anymore. I just want to get on with my life, understandably for her. But for justice, of course, he needs to be punished. And I tell you what, he needs something a lot worse than 100 years in jail. So when, in Pennsylvania, the Allentown bishop wrote to Orlando, a Roman Catholic bishop there, that this particular priest, who was currently in a Catholic mental health hospital, and he wrote that he was there partially for sexual reasons. And then the church recommends, they give a positive reference to this ex-priest, Edward Ganster, to Disney, for him to work at Disney World, a positive reference. So, but again, Disney doesn't need the Roman Catholic Church because they're happy to hire child molesters on their own. And then you go back to Venezuela. And the horror, I mean, every story that comes out, the current story, you know, water is being shut off. Significant numbers of Venezuelans have given up with bathing and showers. Doctors go into the operating room and they turn on the tap to wash their hands, and there's no water. The largest public hospital in Caracas, the bathrooms are closed. They're using a little tap on the first floor that sometimes has water running to fill bottles of water for patients. The horror, the nightmare, there's one gal gave birth in one of the Caracas maternity hospitals, and she has the measles, so she can't feed her own child. She doesn't want to give her child the measles. And so they don't have formula for the babies. In Venezuela right now, the price of one can of formula is 9 months' income. 9 months of work for one formula. They've had now, 1,000,000% inflation. 1,000,000% inflation. This mother, what they're doing for her newborn, since she couldn't feed her newborn, is they're taking, when a patient is being dehydrated and they give you an IV, and it's sort of like sugar water, right? They want to quickly get you rehydrated. That's what they're giving to the baby to drink from a bottle, this IV fluid that you use to rehydrate someone. It's a horror. And so I don't even know that I could describe to you. It's too painful. I don't think I can do it. What the mother is doing to try to get milk for her newborn so that the newborn doesn't die. It's hard. I'm not even going to try to describe it. It's absolutely horrifying. So water being cut off routinely is just the latest of the long list of nightmares for Venezuelans. Over 2 million Venezuelans have fled the country during this crisis. 2 million out of their, 30 million? So that's more than 1 out of 15 people have fled the country. 1 out of 15. They're eating their pets. They've been eating their zoo animals for, over a year now. They had a protected species of wild donkeys for some reason. I don't know why you'd make a donkey a protected, but they did. They had big herds of wild donkeys. They're gone because they were eaten. The president of the country, Nicolas Maduro, what was it, maybe just 4 or 5 months ago? He went on national TV and he said, rabbits. He said, a rabbit is not a pet. A rabbit is, so many kilos of food. You got to eat your rabbits. We got to grow rabbits and eat your rabbits. The electricity is turned off. Their oil production is at an all-time low. I mean, the country is imploding. The country is a perfect example of socialism. It's a perfect example of socialism. It's where socialism has been tried the hardest, where it's tried most faithfully, it's the most disastrous. And socialism is wrong, not because you spread the poverty, not because of that. Socialism is wrong because it violates God's enduring command, thou shalt not steal. Just like homosexuality is not wrong because it leads to children being molested in epidemic numbers. No, that's not why it's wrong. But it's wrong because God made us male and female.